Yosim Mishnah always comes Tehran. So Maish Nohocho Dichsiv Dokim, where it says the word Do. Or Maish Nohocho Dichsiv Ro, how could that be? For like Siv Do, in Mishnah Torah, the form is adding on more. It should have said both at least. How come it only says Ro, not Do? Elishramin, it is the proof to say that Min Ro, Vido Achasi, it's the same type of a thing. Ro and Do, the same type of a bird. So Maria still has the question. The Akati Chafei Heaven, there are 25 then. Om Rabbaye Kishem Shiro Vido Achasi, just like those are one. Kach Ayo Vidai is also Achasi. That's say of 24. Because again, these Sagadaitech, Tadim, the two of them, let's see. Mishneh Torah le'asuf yudiyosav, it says in the Devarim is coming to Iran. So ma'ish no'ocha d'chsev l'mino ayo, or ma'ish no'ocha d'chsev l'mino ad ayo. How come? L'shamina ayiv adayim achasi, it's also proof to say it's the same type of a bird. So again, the question is, v'chim yacha sh'ayiv adayim achasi, if it's like a true, they're both the same type of a bird. So l'mru l'michtav ayiv adayim, why does it say attack a both? Let it just say one word, let's call both places the same bird. Katani learned like this, Rebbe Yema, Ekrani Ayo Dayo, I'll call Ayo Dayo. And so, Lomo Nemer, what does it say it for? Kadesh Lotitan Pischem Pel Abadin Lachalik, that nobody's come and argue. Shlotayata Kur Ayo, who Kur Adaya? You call it Ayo, your friend will call it Daya, and you'll think there's two different types of birds. Ata Kur Adaya, you call it Daya, who Kur Ayo, he'll call it Ayo. So you make mistakes in the type of birds. Lakach, therefore, Kosa Mishnah Torah, it says in the Mishnah Torah, Vehero v'yesayo v'yadayo l'mino. So if come teach us the claw, it's one type of a bird, so you won't make any mistakes, they're both the simin t'meya. Now the Gemara says, Meisvei, have a question. Meisvei, lo mo nishnim b'behemo b'vnei ha-shesua. Why does it say by behemo? Because of the shesua. So Rashi says the question is Meisvei l'Rav, the Yomi he says before, Chov dal roifes t'meim heim, v'kechoshiv doye v'ro b'chad, v'yaye v'daye b'chad. So what's the question like this? Meisvei says, lo mo nishno v'behemo, v'vnei ha-shesua, u'v'yoyis v'oifois, v'vnei ha-ro. Like how come we're asked to say all of them, by behemo teaches the chiddush of the shesua, and by oifois has to teach us the chiddush of the ro. So my law doesn't mean to say like this. Mi de behema de hosom. Li yasufa, just like the word behema over there, is coming to Iran. If so, oifus namu li yasufa. That oifus also coming to Iran an extra bird. Therefore, shramina should be a proof that the door of a raw tre ninu. There are two types. It's not the same type of a bird. If so, there should be more than 24 different birds that are tumeya. Versus loy. Hosom li yasufa, by behema the attack is coming to include more. Right, that's the more B'chor is exactly what we're coming to include by behem. We're not going to go into it right now. But Hoch over here, by Oifois, Lefrusha, it's only coming to explain. Rashi, Kol Shemoseho, V'u Adin, Devi Boy, Lemisne, Mifnesha, Ayah, V'daya, Elechodim, and Eonokit. But I call upon him here, you don't have to say it's two, he attacks it's only one bird, Lefrusha. Master, the Pligi, the Rabbah, V'u, he argues on Rabbah, V'u. The Yomar, Rabbah, V'u, sounds like this. Ro zu ayah, the bird ro, that's the same thing as ayah. Voloma nikra shmoi ro, why is it called ro? Sharoya b'yaser, it sees very well. That's why Torah calls it also ro. Really, it's the same bird though. V'chein remember, the process is also nosiv lo yodu ayit v'loi shezofsoi ayin. And we learn like this, Tony, we learned it means that I met this above this bird to stand in Bovil. For Roya in the veil of Eretz Yisrael, I can see in the veil in Eretz Yisrael. That's how far I could see. So the kitchen could see very far. That's why it's called Ro. Now, mid Ro, Hainu Ayo, since the bird Ro was saying now is really Ayo, Mechal is approved to say the door, Lav Hainu Ro. So you're telling me Ayo is the door. So that should be approved that it's not Ro, it's not the bird Ro. So say now the bird Ro is the same bird as Ayo. Not at the door. So where it says, Lav Hainu Roh, submit, let's see. Mishnah Torah says in Devarim, Liyasufa Yudiyos is coming to include more. So, Mishnah Hocho de Chsiv Do, or Mishnah Sam de Lake Chsiv Do. How come one place it says Do, and here it doesn't say Do, the Kurb is two different birds, and Mishnah Torah is coming, Lasufa, Tehran, it should have said it there in the Mishnah Din Devarim also. Elashramina, shouldn't this be a proof? Elashramina, that the overall Vayachasi and Echnami, all three are the same, all three are the same bird. Just have the same name, it's all three the same bird. Now, Midu Ro, Hainu Ayo, since Ro is Ayo, Mechlad the Dayiv, so Lav Hainu Ayo, and the bird Dayiv should not be Ayo. Maishna Osam, the Chsib Lumineyu, Ayo, it says the word Lumineyu by the bird of Ayo. Or Maishna Ochad, like Chsib Lumineyu Ayo, it doesn't say the word Lumineyu on the word Ayo, on the bird Ayo. Ela Adayo, on the bird of Dayo. So again, Maish Nosum de Chsib Lumineyu Ayo, or Maish Nochad, like Chsib Lumineyu Ayo. Ela rather, it says Adayo. On the bird Dayo, it says the word Lumineyu of its kind. Ela Shmamino, the O, Vero, Dayo, Vyayo, El Shmamino, that the Do, Vero, Dayo, Vyayo, Achasi, all four are the same really bird. Here, Senech Naimah, they're not different birds, they're all the same bird, the Torah just says it over, but it's really the same bird. Now, Tanya learned like this. Tanya Isi ben Yudu Omer. Meyer Oifois to Meyim Yesh ben Mizrach. There are 100 birds that are Tomei in the east side. For Chulim min Ayahein, they're all the men of Ayah. As even the Torah only says 24, we have to know, like this, each one could have plenty of different type of minim to it. Plenty of different assortments to it. They're all the men of Ayah. Toni Avimi Breda Bavua. Zayin meyos mina dogim heim. There are 700 different type of fish. The ches meyos mina chagovim, and there are 800 different type of grasshoppers. Uli oifois ein mispor, and to the birds there's no account of how many birds there are. The question is oifois chav dalad heve. What do you mean? There are 24 birds that are tummy. The Torah says this. El rather, the Mitzvah says like this. Elu lioifois tor remain mispor. There's no count for an oif tor. That's what I meant to say. There are so many oif torahs. And Echnamah, the Torah only says the shorter amount of the Tmeimdik one, the 24 Tmeimdik ones. But you should know there are 100, there are more than you can count of oifois torahs. Tani learned like this. Rabbi says, Gol of Yidulafne mi shama vayolam. It was uncovered to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. She behemot tmeim ruba minat torahs. There are more behemot tmeis than there are behemot torahs. The figure therefore in the Torah, Mona Kosta Batera Torah speaks out all the behemoth Torahs to make this shorter list. And Gol of Yidu is unclear, it's clear to Kodesh Baruch Hu. Lufnei mi sh'omar v'oyim, to the one that said that it should be the world. Shoifos Torahs mruvim ala t'meyim, there are more oifos Torahs than there are oifos t'meyim. The figure therefore Mona Kosta Batmeyim, therefore a Torah says the Cheshbin are the 24 oifos that are t'meyim. My Kamash, what's the Chiddush over here? My Kamash Malon, to the Rav Hunam Rav, like Hunam Rav says. For Yamalon, some say, Yamal Rav Hunam Rav, Mishum Rav Meir, the name of Rav Meir, they say like this, that L'Oilam Yishana Odom L'Talmidoi Derech Tzara. A person should always teach his Talmidim in a short language, the shorter the better. To remember it that way, it's easy to learn that way, so therefore, also, the Torah says the shorter one and not the longer one. Now, Omer of Yitzchok, Oif Tor Nechob Mesiris. Then Oif Tor, you eat with the Mesiris. I mean to say, you have to know exactly which one are Oif Toris, even though we had before, if it has some on him, Tyre, it's okay. But still, you have to have a Kabbalah, you have to have a Mesiris. Rashi says, Im Zocharu Biyodim Kosh Shochlo, Ishimosa Le Rabbi, Oitzayt Kochim Shutorum. If you have it from a Talmud Chacham, from a good hunter, Talmud Chacham, that tells you he remembers from before that his father gave him teeth, he knew it was kosher, that's called the Maseret, it's given over. Now, Neman had Sayyid Leimer, the hunter of Neman believed to say, Oiv Zeh Tor, Mosali Rebbe, that this bird my Rebbe told me is Tor. He's allowed to tell us that he remembers this is the same type of a bird, and that's also called the Maseret. Omer Rabbi Yechanan, Vusha Boki Bem Vishmasayim. It's only if now this Talmud right now is a book in the names, like you shouldn't be mistaken to think his Rebbe told him one and he thinks this one looks like that one, and therefore he's saying it's Torah now. So it has to be that he's also a Boki in the Shemus, and therefore he knows for sure that this is the same one that his Rebbe told him, and therefore we'll believe him. Boyer Abzera, Abzera has to shout like this. Boyer Abzera, Rabbi Chochem or Rabbi Tzai? Does it mean to say his Rebbe was a Talmud Chochem? Or does it have to be that his Rebbe was a hunter? And he'll know better, he'll know, then he knows for sure the birds. Torah Shema, come in here. Tiyamu Rebbe Yechanan, Vusha Boki Ben Vushma Seim, has to be his Boki in its names in the birds. Siyamu Bishleima Rabbi Tzai, that his Rebbe was a hunter. So Shapra is good that he knows all the names of the birds. Eliyamu is going to tell me, Rabbi Chochem, that his Rebbe was Talmud Talmud Chochem, so Bishle Mishmayu Gemirlo. It's good that the names of the birds he learned the Chumash, he learned by his Rebbe, maybe the names of the birds. El Inu Miyodalu, but does he know each bird by itself? Or did he go out and hunt them to see each bird by itself? That no. El Alav, isn't this Shramina proof that Rabbi Tzai Shramina, we're talking about now the Rabbi, the Master, his Rebbe has supposed to be a Tzai, his Rebbe has to be a Talmud Chochem, he knows the Loch, he knows the Shemus. And also he knows the birds itself, he's a tzad, he was a hunter. Tana Rabbonim, look at this in the Braisa. Loichim beit simnot gechovim. A Jew with ladder boy an egg, off a guy. Bechol mokim, any place he is. And v'yein cheshim, we're not afraid, loimishum neveilois, that maybe this egg came out of a dead oif that was in the vela. So once the animal, the oif died without a shechita, it's hard to fit anything inside it. So it should be Yosef Tit, this egg then. The Loi Mishum Treif was not afraid, maybe the egg was hatched, came out, but the mother was already a Treifa, and therefore we have before the egg would also be Treifa, not afraid. So therefore, if you let eat eggs, you let eat the eggs, you buy a goy any place. So I'm asked the question, why? Vidum of the Oif Tomlin, why? Maybe this egg came from an Oif of Tomlin, so it should be Yosef Tit the egg. Amar Avud Ishmuel, B'yayim, we're talking about a case also, the guy has to tell us, B'yayimer, Shaloif Pleini Tor, the guy tells us, I'm telling you exactly, I know, this egg comes from a chicken. So he has to tell us exactly from which bird it came from, and if we know that bird is Tor, then it's okay. So that's the question, why? For Lema, why isn't it enough for the guy just to tell us, Shaloif Tor, let the guy just say, I know this egg came from a Tor, like a bird. So Mar says, Yehoch, you sold, that would be enough, Isle Mishtemute, that the guy has a right like to trick us, to try and cheat us, to lie to us, he'll tell us it came, and later when we tell him, what did you tell to us for, we found out it came from that bird, he'll say, I thought that bird was Torah, I didn't know. Therefore we have to hear exactly from the guy which bird it was. Rashi says, Isle Mishtemute, for loy mishleif acher amati loch, shiyata makiravu Torah. That if he doesn't tell us which bird, he'll always tell us, listen, I meant another bird, and that bird attacker is Torah. Therefore, he has to tell us clearly exactly which bird it really came from. If he tells us which bird it really came from, so that much we believe him on, and if we know that that oif is Torah and a Konami, then the Maisa, you can eat this oif. What do you have to be samech on the goy for? For livdik be simonim, why don't we look at the egg and test out the simonim, see how the egg looks? The tanya, like we'll learn later, there are a lot of simonim how to tell which egg is kosher and which egg comes from a treifa oif. The tanya learn like this, ki simoni beitzim kach simoni dogim. The simonim we have by eggs is the same type of simonim we have by a fish to know if the fish is kosher or not. So first question, what's going on here? But the more simoni dogim slagabaitoch, sinapi vekashkeshes. What's going on? And we know the simonim of a fish, which fish is kosher? The one that has fins and scales? So what are you telling me now? The same simonim, the rara eggs, that's the same simon as the rabbi fish. So the kashra is sinapi vekashkeshes on Rachmanot. There is clearly what the simonim of fish are. El rather aima, this would mean to say, elain like this. Kach simoni uvre dogim, that the same simoni we have about eggs to know which egg is kosher and it comes from a kosher oil.